if everybody agrees to these very speedy conclusions, I think we can finalize agenda point 9, no, oh, sorry, agenda point 10 in the Codex session, and we can immediately continue to agenda item 11, which deals with financial and budgetary matters. On the issue of financial and budgetary matters, I would like us to separate the discussion into three parts, which just simply for clarity, if we mix it all up, there might be confusion amongst all of us. And I would like to suggest that we take first the present biennium budget, where we will have an explanation from the Secretariat on the situation, the status for Codex work. The next is a short information also from the Secretariat on the upcoming budget for the biennium 2012 to 2013. And last but not least, a presentation by FAO and WHO about the budget for scientific advice, which is of concern to everybody, to my hearing of talking in with colleagues in the whole session. So if this way of proceeding is accepted, I don't see any reaction. We will simply go to the first point, presentation by the Secretariat of the present budget situation for Codex work. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you indicated and already had we had presented at the last session of the Commission, the budget process in FAONA has been changed, starting with the 2010-2011 biennium. FAO moved to a results-based budgeting, so the structure is now described. And what is also important is the fact that the relationship between the Codex work and the work on scientific advice, which are part of the same strategic objective. So that's all described in the first two pages, and we will not go into the detail. And according to this structure, we wanted to confirm that the budget for 2001-11 was almost exactly the same figures that we presented at the last session of the Commission in 2010. The approved budget of work is indicated in paragraph 17, and the overall funding level for the budget is in the first table. And as we have been trying to do for a few recent sessions, we try to put more detailed expenses. Of course, this year we can present the detailed expenses according to the various products and services only for 2010. And at the next session of the Commission, we will prepare the detailed expenses for 2010-2011. And this is in the table. It's in Annex 2 of the document, detailed expenditures. And just for reference, we have indicated 2008-2010. Of course, there is that appears to be a very big decrease, but that's only for year 2010, and we will have to see exactly the figures when we have the complete figures for 2010-2011. But in any case, as a general comment, the budget is stable, and it allows us to complete the work as scheduled. That's indicated. The breakdown according to the different activities was also presented according to the decision we took at the last session to have a business plan. And we would like, of course, to apologize, first of all, because the document came a little late and it was difficult to put really all the figures and really to complete all the entries which were requested. We did not receive complete figures for some entries. We had to summarize also the contributions from the host countries. That's taken into account. It's a very important element, and we take this opportunity to thank all host countries for the contribution. As you can see, there is a total figure which is very high. It corresponds to what we had also indicated at the last session of the Commission. And, of course, next year we will have the complete figure for the whole biennium. Some figures were still not available. So that's, of course, the trust fund. We have very generous secondment of two officers from two member countries, and that's also mentioned as a specific entry in the budget. So all this really contributes to our budget. So Well, just to indicate that at the next session we will try to present also according to the business plan in more detail and with all the entries, and perhaps adding some other entries, not only food safety committees, commodity committees, but we could also present detail on communication and also for coordinating committees, because their interpretation and translation are funded by FAO, WHO budget, but there was also a contribution from the coordinating countries themselves, so that could be also indicated. Just some update compared to last year, it's on language coverage. As you can see at the present session of the Commission, we have added Russian language for interpretation purposes, as that was requested by Russian speaking countries, and we hope that has been useful. We will also continue with the use of Portuguese language in the Committee for Africa, which is consistent with what is done in the regional AFO conference, and we also realized that it was quite useful for the countries concerned, so that that was the latest update, and now we will go to the pause at this stage. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretariat. A lot of information in a short time. There's even more if you study the documents, lots of figures, a lot of detailed information about the situation. But what I think is important, or just one comment, is that we can be happy that we have a stable budget. That means we can do our work basically in the Codex structure. And that is, we should all be grateful and happy for that. I also think it's worth remarking that progress has been made in solving possible language issues for work in the Codex, and I think it's also a very positive contribution to our future collaboration. Does the presentation from the Secretariat give rise to questions, to comments? I would open the floor for all delegations. So we can do Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan would like to express our concern on potential lack of capacity of Codex Secretariat. We assume that the delay of document distribution may be caused by inadequate number of Codex staff members. Several important documents for CCE, XEC held last week and the Commission became available one or a few days prior to the meeting. The Commission should consider seriously the cause of the problem and make a clear decision and recommendation to eliminate such causes. We draw attention to the rules of procedures of Codex Rule 7.7 that requires the distribution of documents at least 2 months prior to the mid-section. It may be valued to monitor document distribution in the coming year and report its result to the next session of the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. I think your remarks gives rise to a comment from the Secretariat. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to reply to this question concerning especially the budget paper, which was the case. The delay is not due to a question of lack of staff. It's due to quite a structural problem. We were waiting for some confirmation for some figures that we did not, we could not have, because we wanted to put some detailed information, contribution from host countries, some more details on the budget. And also, as you know, we will go to the part of the budget concerning 2012-2013, and the AFO conference was held exactly at the same time at the executive committee, so we had some uncertainty, and then we waited as we could to have more clear information also on the budget for Codex, on the budget for scientific advice. So that was a little more difficult situation because of the fact that we could not finalize the paper because some data were not entirely available. So that will be different, we hope, for the next session of the Executive Committee in February, when we could look at the figures and refine the table. So in that case, for the budget paper, it's true it came very late, but that was due to specific situation. For others, we tried to send like the list of the standard for adoption, all corresponding to the main work of the Commission. We send the first list of documents, series of documents, going for the committees going up to March 2011, so that we do at the beginning of April. But of course, the last of the CODES committees was held in the last week of May of this year, which means practically 1 month before the Executive Committee. So really it's a structural problem. We cannot put the summary of the committees before the committees have been held. So that's also, as regards the document for the Commission and the Executive Committee, that was a problem. There is very short time between the last committee to be held, which was held end of May, and the Executive Committee and the Commission. But of course, as was proposed by Japan, and also we mentioned at the last session, and now we expect that would be assisted by the fact we have a new website and more perhaps possibilities from that point of view to monitor and to put the dates of the when documents are received, when documents are distributed, and according to the requirements which were mentioned by Japan, that it should be 2 months before the session. But in the case of the Commission and the Executive Committee, we have this general problem that there is only 1 month before the end of the committees, and all the information from the committees have to be put forward in the documents for the Commission, and there is only 1 month between the last committee and the Executive Committee and the Commission. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, for that explanation. I hope that gave a response to the questions raised by the Japanese delegation. Then I'd like to give the floor to Costa Rica, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I am clear in view of what the Secretary said on this issue, but I would draw the Commission's attention to the issue of the delay in providing documents. We do have a great deal of work to do, and I understand that they have a great deal of work to do, but not only the budget document, but a number of others, notably in the committees, arrived very late. In addition to this, the Spanish version, and I talk about Spanish given that this is the regional language of our region, is the one that arrives latest. I don't know if this is a problem of resources in the Secretariat, but I do wonder how we could improve this situation of delays in language versions. Thank you, Chairman. Could I please ask this comment be minuted? Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Yes, we will take note of your questions, but I would like to ask the Secretariat to respond to the question you raised. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are really aware of this problem. I know it's raised in several occasions, and we will, of course, put it in the report. In this particular case, when we are mentioning the documents for the Commission, the documents have to be translated by the FAO or WHO. In the case of this session, the report, for example, will be translated by WHO services. In the case of FAO, as we mentioned before, exactly at the same time as the Executive Committee, the conference, the FAO conference, was held, and it's really the first priority in FAO, so that's related to the very heavy workload of the translation services in FAO. It is the first year we have the Commission or Executive Committee exactly at the same time of the FAO conference. The FAO conference used to be held in November, now it is held end of June, beginning of July. So that was really a specific problem, because all these documents for the Commission and the Executive Committee have to be translated by the official translation services of FAO, or as I mentioned for this particular report, WHO, the services of the organizations. It's different from the committees, where the documents are translated mostly by the host countries, and in fact we thank them for that. So in this particular case, it is true there was a specific problem. The next session of the Commission will be held the beginning of July 2012, and there will be no concurrent session of the conference. There will be the Council of FAO, but that's a little different. So that was also the translation services in FAO were extremely overloaded with the work of the translation of documents for the conference in addition to our documents. So that was one of the reasons. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we will note it, of course, in the report, the concerns of the countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Any other comment from delegations? Yes, please. In Lebanon.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais.
Thank you, Chair. Lebanon. Doesn't really want to raise the issue of the Arab language, but the documents available seem to be available in all languages except in Arabic. Are there any publications in Arabic that could be used? Thank you.
Thank you, Lebanon. I will certainly ask the Secretariat to respond, but before that, I would like to give the floor to Cameroon. Cameroon, please.
Mr. Chair, I inquire if we are also discussing the 2012-2013 budget at this point in time, or it is later on?
Yeah. Thank you, Cameroon. No, we are only discussing the present budget. The coming budget will come in our next, after this, we finish this budget. Then I'd like to give the floor to Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We were quite pleased that the Codex has added Russian. We're very grateful to the Codex for this. There is a great need for the Codex documents in Russian, and I would like to raise an issue. Can we solve the issue of documents in Russian? And to, given the fact that many countries use Russian as a working language when they work on the Codex issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Kazakhstan. Then I would like to give the floor to Egypt. Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais.
Thank you, Chair. Egypt would also like to thank the Codex, and we would like to see some contributions be in Arabic so that all Arabs speaking countries have access to this information. The problem we often face is a difference in dialects, and Arabic speaking countries, if all of the documents could be in Arabic, that would make the information clear for all of the countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. A number of questions on the issue of languages and translation of documents. I would like to refer that question to the Secretariat to explain the status of translation and the rules on it. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Mr. Chair. We will do first a reply concerning working documents, and my colleague will reply on the publications. It's true for the Commission, the documents are in... also, for the committees, the documents are English, French, and Spanish. For the Commission, they are also in Arabic and Chinese. So there may have been some delay in the translation, as I explained, for Arabic documents due to the concurrence with the FAO conference. But all the documents for the Commission and Executive Committee are translated into Arabic. For the moment, when we mention the documents in the committee, it is not possible, in view of the current budget, to have the documents also in Arabic or also in Russian, as was mentioned by the delegate of Kazakhstan. We have all done the interpretation now in the Commission, and we also would like to acknowledge the very great support of Poland as coordinator for Europe, who provided the interpretation in the Committee for Europe. That was very useful for the Russian-speaking countries. But at this stage, it is not possible to do the actual documents in Russian and also in Arabic and Chinese. So we do the translation into Arabic and Chinese for the Commission and the Executive Committee. As regards the publications, I will now we will ask Mr. Chair to Tom Hyland to reply on the publications. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Translation is, of course, it's a question of cost. And as much as we have funds available, we try to accommodate the wish to have all of the Codex Alimentarius available in all languages. In 2006, we had a huge translation and publication project in Russia. So most of the Codex Alimentarius has been translated into Russian. And we're working at the moment in updating these texts and putting them all on the new website. So that should become available within the coming months. Well, it takes some time because we have budget restrictions and we have a person working on that. But the text should be updated and become online. Concerning Arabic, we've done a similar project of translation of main texts, and they also should be appearing on the website within a short time, and they are appearing as we get them back from translation. Concerning Chinese, we had a successful cooperation also with China on this co-publication, and all texts have been published in Chinese, and there also we have to work on putting this on the website, making everything available on the website. Now, as to the question raised, I think it was Egypt, to different dialects, of course, there we would very heavily rely also on some coordination between countries who could help us, probably fostered by the coordinator in the region, who could assist us with these translations. So I think we should more heavily maybe involve the coordinators in this. I will pause here to see if there are any other questions. We are also trying, as much as there are funds available to, because we know that some countries still very much would like to have paper publications, even though in principle in FAO that has been, in FAO that has been discontinued, paper publication, but some countries really very much still rely on those. As much as we have the funds, we try to put out the most important publications also on paper. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. I think we got good explanations of issues raised by delegates, and we have to face that some of the problems that we encounter are really practical problems that may not be easily encountered, because sometimes you can't change the world when we have a conflict in the big organizations with other big events like the Codex session. It is not easy to overcome such problems, but I think we can also take note that the Secretariat really do its best to overcome these problems, and I think we could take note of that. Certainly the issue will be discussed also in the future, and we will take it up when adequate at any time of our discussion. We will certainly conclude on this issue that we are happy that we have a stable budget. We face some problems. They will be encountered as best as possible by the Secretariat, and that includes the restraints that comes from a lack of budget, because costs is a fact to everybody. So there are limits to what can be done, and we have to face that too when we raise our request to what should be done. I think the Commission in general can relate to that. And then about languages, just a very personal comment. You will have noticed that sometimes I'm looking for the very precise phrases in English, because I'm one of the many delegations who can never speak their own language. So it's really it's a much broader question, I can assure you, than many might think. Just want to remind you on that. So that's another issue. Thank you. I think we have finalized the issue of the budget 2010 to 2011, and then we will ask the Secretariat to give a short presentation of the situation for the next biennium, which cannot be done in any detail for the time being, because the situation is that the FAO just had their conference last week, and they decided on a budget that obviously has to be broken down in details before the Secretariat knows exactly what kind of money they will have to work on. But I'm sure the Secretariat can give us better information on that issue than I can. So the Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We just draw your attention to the budget proposals we put in the document on the paragraph 21 and the assumptions of the budget. So that's in the document. But that was, of course, we prepared the document before the conference was held. So now that would be for our director of FAO to explain the update after the conference. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretariat. Does that give rise to comments or questions? I'd give the floor to the FAO before we take comments. I was not quick enough. FAO, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, to give me the opportunity to give a few remarks on the possible Codex funding by FAO in the next biennium. It is obvious to us that reliable recurrent funding of Codex and Codex-related activities by the parent organizations is an obvious expectation of Codex members. Now, as for FAO, we are in a somewhat better condition to judge this situation for the upcoming biennium than in previous occasions. The reason is the fact that the FAO conference, as was mentioned before, the organization's supreme body, which decides on the resource base, has been moved from the end of the biennium to mid-year of the last year of the biennium. And we had the conference, as was said, deciding on the resource base of the organization last week. So the conference has approved the resolution on the budgetary appropriation for the organization. The situation looks rather encouraging, taking into account this resolution, compared with what we proposed in the document for the 2012-13 program of work and budget for Codex. The real level of support by FAO should not change because of the appropriation agreed by conference. The conference has, however, decided that the organization should identify so-called efficiency savings to the tune of 3.4% of the $1 billion which were appropriated. This means doing the approved program of work with less resources. However, the resolution also indicates that such efficiency savings should occur primarily in administration and operations, and it gives explicit instructions which aim to protect the delivery of technical programs such as Codex. And Codex has been singled out by the conference. In my opening address on Monday, I have quoted a paragraph of the conference report, which states, I quote, stressed the need to provide adequate funding for standard-setting bodies, in particular the International Plant Protection Convention and Codex Alimentarius Commission. The conference also noted the need to broaden participation of FAO members in Codex. On Monday morning, both the chairperson of the Commission and me also referred to statements made by the FAO Director General-elect, Mr. Graziano da Silva, in his first press conference after election, where he indicated his support for Codex as the world's leading science-based food standards body in the face of mushrooming private standards. For all these reasons, we can be reasonably confident that FAO's support to Codex will be reconfirmed at the planned level as shown in the document for the program of work and budget for the next biennium. The decisions have obviously not yet been made by the senior management, but this is the guidance we received from conference. On this occasion, FAO would like to reiterate its unease at the fact that the two parent organizations of the Codex Alimentarius Commission continue to fund the operations of the Commission and its related activities in a very uneven fashion, with FAO providing now more than 85% of the Commission's budget. FAO is confident that it will be possible for WHO to redress this situation so as to reflect better the very obvious complementarities and synergies of the two agencies in their support of the Codex mission. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, FAO. And then I would like to give the floor to the WHO, make sure they have additional explanations. WHO, please.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. In fact, I take the floor only to address the final statement by my colleague in FAO. It's, how would I say, it's the never-ending question, and I think the never-ending answer will be given again with a little bit of more explanation. There are a number of factors here. One is the WHO contribution has been stable. There is no question about the commitment of WHO and its Director General and its governing bodies to the work of Codex. One thing that, you know, we keep explaining to everybody is the fact that WHO's budget is different from the budgets of all of the other UN agencies. WHO's budget is composed of 20% regular budget and 80% voluntary contributions, out of which 85% of the 80% are fully designated. So it's designated funding. It cannot transfer money from malaria to food safety. Almost impossible. The other thing which is important, it's the governing bodies of WHO that set the priorities and distribute the funding. And given the large mandate that is given to the health sector, it is obvious that the governing bodies and member states have to prioritize among the many issues that WHO has to deal with. The fact of the matter is also, if you have to believe us, we do talk with our member states and we do encourage them to put more support to this work. But the pushback we get, and the pushback you will all know about, is that it's your same governments that decide on funding all of the agencies. And some of the pushback we get is that the UN agencies have different roles and responsibilities, and governments cannot contribute to the same program in the same manner, or similar programs in the same manner, without considering the relative contribution of those programs to the domestic agenda as well. So what they see is oftentimes, and that's something that we get from member states, it's not a WHO philosophy, is the fact that standard setting is in the interest of trade, as well as health, of course, but it's mainly in the interest of trade, and that the particular, a large part of the work of Codex is really in the corner of FAO, because setting standard for various commodities follows from the scientific advice that encompasses health. But health does not, I mean, the health sector does not contribute to managing those standards in the domestic area, as does the agriculture and the trade sector. So that is quite clear. I mean, governments cannot continue, you know, fighting domestically to give the same amount of support to various sectors while they have other agendas as well. I mean, health systems are a high priority for governments in the health sector, the various infectious diseases, and so on. We can go through the whole list, and you will see how it is. But having said that, the problem really is the fact that the funding structure is different. Having said all of that, one should not forget that the scientific advice is fully supported by WHO. It's at least one-to-one, if not more, in terms of the division of tasks. That the fact that the WHO manages the Codex Trust Fund. It was initiated jointly through the initiative that we have undertaken, but we're managing it all. We're actually happy to do it, and we go out jointly, but again, I think the health sector contributes a lot to the management of the Codex Trust Fund and to funding the participation of developing countries. In addition to that, the food safety programs in the regions, you know that WHO is has pretty independent regions, and some regions have very strong food safety programs, and these regions do provide scientific advice and support to Codex activities that do not appear in the reports. So I think overall, I think we're doing our best, governments are doing our best to, from the health sector point of view, to assist and participate actively in the Codex work, and it's I think it's we should end that kind of discussion. We're all working together, and I don't think actually that we should have a sectoral fight here. Codex is for the benefit of everybody, and WHO remains committed. With that, I will stop.
Thank you, WHO. It's quite clear that also on this agenda point, we have a consensus issue to work on. Of a different nature than the other ones, but still things has. But I thank the WHO for explaining the situation, and at least we can easily conclude that there is something that all of us have to think about when we discuss priority setting. It's not as simple as just pushing the WHO to pay a larger amount of money to the system. But I'm sure we will come back to that when we try to sum up for the whole agenda point. And I would like to ask if there are any comments or questions on this part of the discussion from the delegations. Cameroon has asked for the floor. Please.
Mr. Chairman, I thank you. Our delegation wishes to thank you very much for the way you are conducting our business this morning. We wish to thank Mr. Jutsi and Selma for the presentation also. I think we have now an idea of what FAO decided last week as budget from the initial assessed contribution of the Secretary of the DG's proposal of 1,046,000,000. It came down to 1,005,000,000. So it is a very big reduction. But also, the FAO conference tried to give instruction to protect all programs, as Mr. Jutsi said. And I think Codex is part of those programs that are highly protected within FAO budget. Now, the other indication that was given by the conference, or the guidance that was given by the conference, is that there are further efficiency savings or efficiency gains to be identified. And this task was given to the next council, which will sit in October, November, to come up with those identified efficiency savings. Mr. Chairman, I wish to plead with you, because you have the person talking now is the chair of the Finance Committee, and we have to deal with that. And so if this body can give also guidance on the way forward for efficiency gains and how we can work with the Secretariat to identify those efficiency savings, because every area, especially in functional objective of the budget, functional objective Y of FAO, every area is deemed to get efficiency savings from functional objective Y, which are administrative functions. So please, I expect this body to give us guidance that may help me, may help the Finance Committee to work throughout till the October Council with the Secretariat to come out with identified efficiency savings. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, Cameroon. I thank you for the additional information to give, but I think we have to face that we cannot request responses to what kind of decisions will be taken by the Council of FAO later on, but maybe FAO can comment on that. By all means, I would like to give the comment that we have already tried to suggest savings in the coding system, because we have suggested in the executive committee that we will cut down on the number of intermediate sessions, so we only have two sessions per biennium in the so that's a very punctual saving measure that we have taken. But I'm sure the FAO has further comments on the issue. FAO, please.
Obviously, thank you, Chair. Obviously, I am not in a position to give indications as to what opportunities there are in the Codex Secretariat for efficiency savings, but the Executive Committee, if I remember last week, has discussed a number of these issues, such as, for instance, machine translation or the use of machine translation or the more intensive use of electronic conferencing rather than physical meetings. There are certainly opportunities for savings to be indicated when we submit our opportunities for saving to you in the Finance Committee. Certainly the Secretariat is already started working on that, because we are aware, even though the Codex Secretariat is a protected area, it is supposed to also do work and much more efficiently, and to look for opportunities to be more efficient in its work. So I think that the case is quite clear.
Thank you.
Thank you, FAO. Canada, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. As we mentioned during CC Exec, it is clear that the Commission and the Codex Alimentarius in general need to make efforts to make savings, as other organisations are doing. Efficiency savings are required, it is clear to see, with a view to making up the budget shortfall. I would like to note, however, that during our discussions, it was indicated that if there is a shortfall, the savings should be reinvested into the activities of the Codex, given that we see increasing needs being expressed and that we need all the support, notably the financial support, we can possibly muster to ensure that we can undertake all future activities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Canada. Are there any further questions or comments? I need my glasses. Iraq, please. Sorry, I said Iraq. It was Iran.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Iran raised the leg and raised the flag. Some particular ground, of course. Let me to be brief, Mr. Chairman. First of all, thanks for the Mr. Yussi to providing some information regarding the budget of the Codex Alimentarius from the FAO side, and also let me to fully support the intervention made by the representative of the Cameroon, who was recently elected as the chair of the Finance Committee for the FAO. I see the time to congratulate to him at the time being. So again, I fully support the intervention made by the Canada. If we have the chance to have some efficiency saving in the Codex Alimentarius of its works, if the best way would be to reinvestment in the other issues in this concern rather than to others. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iran. Other comments or questions? That doesn't appear to be the case, so I think we should try to conclude on this point. And I think I will try to sum up our discussion. First of all, I think we can be happy that we get the information from FAO that Codex is being prioritized, and we also get the information from WHO that the Codex is being prioritized. That doesn't save us from trying to be as efficient as possible, and as has already been mentioned, certain activity or certain number of activities has been discussed in the executive committee, and a number of activities has been explained by the secretariat that actually takes place to investing in the future to be as efficient as possible. That means saving costs, but it also means improving the situation for publication, for translation of documents, etc., as far as possible. And certainly, this is the way we should continue. I'm sure that we can draw the conclusion that. We are happy with the prioritizing in the organizations FAO and WHO, but also that Codex Alimentarius Commission still urges these and requests these two organizations to keep supporting Codex system as far as possible, because we need it. And I think we could stop the conclusion there and then take the last part of the session before we finalize the agenda point in general on the budget issues. But before we go to that, I would like to give the floor to Cameroon again. Please, Cameroon.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry to come back, but I think I just needed to complete a little bit your conclusion, Mr. Chairman, because this, on the part of FAO, you have what you have. The budget has two components, and it is an integrated budget. You have the assessed contributions and the voluntary contributions. And the emphasis in FAO is that member states should be encouraged also to participate in voluntary contributions, especially in the work of standard settings. I think it's important to note that in the report, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameroon. I would like to give the floor to the Secretariat to explain the technicalities of the budget and what the situation is before we embark on a detailed discussion on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think on the voluntary contribution, we've had such a discussion also in the past, and there was very clear consensus from the countries also that budget, the Codex budget is regular program, and that was something we have been discussing. We have just heard from FAO that the budget was confirmed practically for the next biennium, and it's really a very good development that Codex and related activities have the support of the member states and the governing bodies in FAO and in WHO. So that was to voluntary contribution, as we explained. It is not countries putting money into the Codex budget. It is a contribution of the host countries, because we have host country arrangements for Codex committees, and that is detailed, although there is the in for each year, and that's this support is very important, and it's explained in the budget. But it's not countries putting actual funding into the budget itself, because our budget is a regular program. But we have this contribution in organizing the meetings and providing interpretation and translation, so it's already a very high contribution, and we really thank the host countries for that. And we also have the arrangement of secondment of two officers from two member countries. That's something which happens in Codex and happens in other areas of FAO. So that was to make it clear to say that the Codex is regular program, but we have the contribution which is through hosting the meeting, contribution from the host countries. And I also might have the floor, would like to reply on the question of the efficiency savings. Of course, it's not decided by us. It's decided at the level of FAO, as our director explained. And then we have to make this efficiency savings. For example, in the biennium 2010-2011, we had $290,000 to make cuts in the in the budget, so that's decided at the level of FAO. But of course, we always try to improve the situation and to cut on costs, as you can see even from the figures here in in Annex 2. As regards the question from some countries, we also had in the Executive Committee on reinvesting into Codex activities that, of course, if we have saving, that's what we try to do, especially as was mentioned earlier, on publication, printed publication, improving the language coverage for publications, and in the present case also for interpretation, and to have as many documents translated, as many publications. Our aim is to have all publications translated into all languages, so this has really Codex activities. And when we have some remaining money, for example, at the end of the biennium, we try also to improve and to make more publications and have them in all the languages. So just to give an example. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I hope this explanation helped us conclude on this item. It appears to be the case, so thank you, delegates. Then we will move immediately to the third part of this agenda point, which is the budget for scientific advice, which is another very important issue, because we are all aware that without scientific advice, there is no progress in most of the Codex standards. So I would like to ask the FAO and WHO to present the budget for scientific advice and give their comments. Who should start? FAO, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. Yes, we had a side event the other day about scientific advice, and we both FAO and WHO stressed, of course, the importance of having sufficient resources for scientific advice to support Codex and also to support member countries in their improvement of their food control programs. I can inform you, and you can see that also in paragraph 34 of the document, figures for scientific advice for FAO during the 2010-2011 budget, which is about a bit less than $1 million for non-staff costs and about $1.5 million for staff costs. We are about 3.5 person working on scientific advice in the Nutrition and Consumer Protection Division. So thus money is for there. And then we also have, of course, in the Plant Protection Division, the work that's related to JMPR. And that's about $1 million staff and non-staff costs together. Of course, we also work with other units in FAO, such as the Fisheries Department, the Animal Health Department, Animal Health Division, which provides also additional resources in terms of personnel and joint activities. For the next biennium, as was mentioned by Dr. Yuzzi, we have envisaged that we will have maybe slightly less resources, taking into account efficiency savings. And I also would like to say that for the 2010-2011 work program, we have used some extra budgetary funding, and we will also use some extra budgetary funds that we have received from US and Australia during this year. But if we were supposed to be doing additional work, we would of course also need to have additional extra budgetary funding, and we cannot only rely on our regular budget funds for 2012-2013. And that's a very important point to make at this point in time. Thank you. I don't have the figures, of course, for the 2012-2013, because they have not been decided yet, as was mentioned before.
Thank you, FAO, for this presentation. And I immediately give the floor to the WHO to continue to explain the situation seen through WHO glasses. It has already been explained to us that the budget part from the WHO to the scientific words is a completely different proportion than when we discuss the Codex Secretariat and the Codex work in itself. So WHO, please.
Thank you. It's a different proportion in terms of the contribution of the two organizations, but in terms of the internal WHO approach, it is still the same. It is, we rely very much on voluntary contributions to support the work of the scientific advice. In fact, most of the funding, as you can see in the document, 75% has been coming from voluntary contributions. I don't want to miss on any of those who have supported us very, very strongly, but we've received contributions from Canada, the European Union, Japan, Luxembourg, the United States of America, Australia more recently, and then FANTA II and the Academy of Educational Development and the Micronutrient Initiative. We also have two secondments from Japan and Korea to support the work of the scientific advice. Overall, the scientific advice is, or the contributions of WHO to the scientific advice center around chemical risk assessment, including pesticide residues and veterinary drug residues, the microbiological risk assessment, nutrition, plus a number of ad hoc meetings to assess emerging issues. Again, we need to acknowledge the contributions of member states when it comes to the need for those ad hoc contributions. Just mention one example a year ago when Canada jumped in quickly to help us assess the melamine contamination issue, which was really very much appreciated. So we count on you to support us, and I will not go into any more details, just to say that here is something really where we are very, very much committed, and it is a major leg of the work of the Food Safety Department. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, for a very short presentation of the situation in your organization. And I would like to at this point also make reference to everybody and for their memory when they go home that there is there was an extensive exchange of information about this issue in the Executive Committee, and I refer to the report of the Executive Committee where the situation is explained. Does it give rise to questions or comments from the floor? United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to FAO and WHO for their presentations. Certainly, we're all very supportive of that scientific work, and we know how much Codex depends on it. We believe, obviously, that in the short term, probably more funds are needed, but in the longer term, we also need to be looking at how JMPR and JECFA can work more efficiently. At the last CCPR meeting, the United States presented a discussion paper that identified three primary issues of concern: funding, availability of expertise, and timing and frequency of meetings. At this time, with many of our countries facing budgetary problems, we're already accustomed to thinking about how we can do our work with fewer resources. We have to think about how we can gain efficiency by better use of technology, by rethinking the processes we use without jeopardizing the integrity of the expert committees. Actually, we should be having these conversations even if we didn't have resource constraints. The situation just makes it more urgent. It was a conclusion of CCPR that the resource issues should be raised by member countries within the FAO and WHO, and that the other issues should be raised at this meeting of the Commission. The United States urges all countries here to inform your representatives to the FAO and the World Health Assembly about your concerns about funding for the Codex Expert Committees, and also to encourage and assist JECFA and JMPR to begin an initiative to look for process improvements. Again, thank you, Chair. We very much support the expert committees, and we are appreciative of their work. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Then I'd like to give the floor to the to Poland. Poland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Poland, speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states, fully recognize the importance of the work of JECFA, GEMRA and GMPR to provide independent scientific expert advice to the Commission and its subsidiary bodies. Therefore, their functioning, funding and independency must be ensured to avoid that risk assessment activities performed by these expert bodies as well as by Codex are delayed or jeopardized due to the budgetary constraints, as seems to be become the case now. The European Union and its member states consider that the parent organizations, the FAO and WHO, have the crucial responsibility to solve the current financial problems faced by the risk assessment and scientific advice providers. Having in mind the serious financial situation for scientific advice, the member states of the European Union like to underline urgent need for structural solutions to be proposed and implemented at the highest level of FAO and WHO decision-making bodies in this area. In particular, the member states of the European Union note that there is a trend of multiplication of specialized bodies in the recent years. For example, NUGAG, which role is not always very convincing. The member states of the European Union would prefer an approach according to which attention is paid to properly finance the existing bodies rather than creating new ones. At the same time, the member states of the European Union would like to stress that contributions from member countries' national budgets for additional assistance on scientific advice in food safety have to be strengthened. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. Speaking on behalf of the EU member states, other comments, other reactions to what we have heard? Maybe we should have a comment from the WHO on the issue of which bodies are being organized in this context. WHO, please.
Well, there is no question, actually. I couldn't agree more with the two statements made in terms of, first of all, the need for strengthening the existing bodies, and there is no question that in the health sector we are fighting actually with a multiplication of players anyway. So we're trying to address that issue, and in the reform process that we're undergoing now, we are looking at all of those issues. So rest assured that, again, member states are looking at us and will be involved very much in that discussion to make sure that there is no duplication of efforts on our side, that's for sure. The one thing that is important that also both of you have mentioned is the fact that member states should be the ones to push in the governing bodies' meetings for a continued and strengthened support to the scientific advice. And we've heard it, we'd just like, you know, more of that to be communicated, because, again, it's really you, the members, WHO, the Secretariat is not WHO, the Secretariat performs the functions that the governing bodies asked us to do. So, by all means, you know, if member states deem it necessary to strengthen this work, then that's what we, that's the message that you should be giving, and that's what we will be following on. In terms of efficiency savings, I agree. I mean, it's really, I have, take a deja vu already years back, decades ago actually, when we started talking about how to coordinate the scientific advice on pesticides with the work that's ongoing in OECD, with the work, I mean, the exchange of information among the OECD member states, and how we can use those assessments as a basis. You cannot, of course, replace an international assessment with an assessment by a number of countries, but still, this is work, these are the experts, we can make use of those. So I think overall, it may be a good idea to create a kind of atmosphere within which we discuss how we can make efficiency saving, how we can make use of ongoing scientific work to improve efficiency, reduce cost. What we have done already is actually we have a number of assessments that are done by the use of modern technologies, the work that the lady on my left, Kazuko, has been doing on the nanotechnologies and others. That has been actually done through by electronic means. We may need to make more use of those. Having said that, I don't think actually that we can replace the physical meetings completely, but we can make use of those technological innovative approaches to improve the work when we meet so that we save time and we can do more in the same period of time. I'll stop here, Chair, and if there are any more questions, I'm happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Any further comments or questions on the issue of scientific advice? Then I would ask delegations to raise their flag now. Otherwise, I will try to sum up the agenda point on the financial situation of our work in the Codex system. That doesn't seem to be the case. So I think quite clearly we can draw the conclusion from the interventions that everybody is looking at, and everybody agrees that efficiency activities is really important to everybody, as was mentioned by one delegation, that everybody has to look at budgets to become more efficient. And I think that's a situation for all of us all over the world and in the organizations. And we get many good explanations on this is obviously an ongoing activity which should be continued. So we take note that the issue has been discussed in the Commission, and we take note that obviously this should be an ongoing activity in all our work, both in Codex Secretariat, in the Codex Committees, and certainly also in the scientific work that is being carried out in the framework of the WHO and FAO. Secondly, we all agree that we certainly urge both FAO and WHO to continue to prioritize both the codex work and the scientific work that is necessary for our proceedings in what we are here to do. And the last but not least, I think we should conclude that we have to take note of the budget structure in the organizations. So everybody has to take home considerations on how contributions to budgets are being given. And as it has been explained, basically the responsibility to a large extent comes back to all the member states, because that's where the money comes from. And that's where priority setting also has to be carried out. So I think we all have a job to go home and talk to our colleagues who are in a situation where they have influence on how prioritizing for food safety work is being carried out. So I urge everybody to do that. We should hate to land in a situation where we cannot get the scientific advice that we need for codex proceedings. That is my conclusion on this agenda item. Thank you, everybody. Then I think it's time to break for lunch. It's almost precisely 12:30, and we will resume the meeting at 2:30, as we used to do. Have a good lunch, everybody.